Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, Alleluia. Praise your joys and triumphs high. Alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply. Dying once, he all doth save. Alleluia. When thy victory, O grave, alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done. Alleluia. Fought the fight, the battle won.
Christ has led, alleluia. Following our exalted head, alleluia. Made like him we rise, alleluia. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies,
blessed are you, O Lord God, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, yours is all that is in the heavens and in the earth, and you are exalted above all. All that we have, both riches and honor, come from you. And it is out of the abundance of your own gifts to us that we offer these, our gifts to you. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, you are the God who turns trials into rejoicing. Your people of old rejoiced when you led them out of the humiliation of Babylon. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away rejoicing when with the same liberating power, you rolled the stone from Jesus' grave, showing his triumph over the humiliation of death. Today we join in their joy, confident in your promise that your people will not ultimately remain humiliated. Your people of old, rejoicing for your deliverance from Babylon, proclaimed, "Arise, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God." So your people today rejoice with an inexpressible joy as we consider your deliverance not from Babylon, but from the icy jaws of death itself. The two Marys rejoiced as they proclaimed your coming to Galilee. So your people today rejoice as we proclaim your coming not just to Galilee, but to every believer in every corner of every nation on this isolated and quarantined planet. You commanded the Marys to witness to Jesus' disciples before they went on to Galilee to meet with him. Today, we may not be able to meet together with one another, but as your people, sheltering in place across your globe, today we bear witness to your world regarding the power of Jesus' resurrection, and we join together to meet with him in every believing heart and home. And so, dear Lord, be with us today, and let us go up to the heavenly Zion. setting our minds on the things above, where Christ is. Although we find ourselves on earth, surrounded by pandemic, poverty, perversion, panic, and persecution, let us go up to the heavenly Zion, to the one who conquered death, conquered the devil, and is seated at the right hand of God. For though yet living, we have already died, and our life is hidden with Christ in God. You have united us to Christ's death in our baptism, and this union is so strong that the resurrection we celebrate today is not his alone, but is the promise of ours as well. So hear our praise for the stone that the builders rejected, who has become our cornerstone for the rest of eternity. This glorious day, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This day, this very day, full of terror and sickness and unrest, this day filled with hope and life and resurrection, this is the day that the Lord has made. So we rejoice and are glad in it, because we know it will not be our last. Your people will not ultimately remain humiliated by the world, by the devil, or even by the power of death. You turn our trials into rejoicing. So we rejoice in Jesus' triumph over his grave, and also in your Spirit's grace that alone can make us more than conquerors through him who loved us. He is risen. He is risen indeed. So let us also rise with him and recite the prayer that he taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You may be seated. As you know, at this time in our normal corporate assembly, we have a time of extending the peace of Christ one to another, and we are remembering the peace offering, because Jesus is our peace, and so we celebrate the peace that he brings to us. We know that the communion table is the culmination of all the Old Testament feasts, and it's a great and glorious thing, but we do well to remember as we come to communion peace offering that is Jesus Christ as well. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Our God and our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Let us remember his broken body. After the supper, he took the cup and again he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." This is the cup of blessing, of victory, and of joy. Let us partake together. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith towards you and in fervent love one toward another. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Let us stand together.
May the grace of Christ our Savior and the Father's boundless love with the Holy Spirit's favor rest upon us from above. Thus may we abide in union with each other and the Lord and possess in sweet communion joys which earth cannot afford. Amen.
Open Bible Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Now let the heavens be joyful, let earth its song begin, the world resound in triumph, and all that is therein. Let all things seen and unseen their notes of gladness blend, for Christ the Lord.